This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9, right here, right now, on your Monday night. On the phone, I have a very special guest, Jay Bradley. He is over in Los Angeles. He's an anti-aging and wellness expert, lifestyle coach, and author. Jay, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and also your exciting new project, which is your latest book.
You know, primarily, I spent my life working on myself, my body, my mind, my spirit. You know, I was bullied when I was young and really, really dealt with depression on an ongoing basis and was chronically ill, you know, with asthma and earaches. It was a really difficult time. And so through that, you know, I learned to kind of break through those barriers and get healthy and balanced myself. And that's why this whole field of wellness has become such a passion for me. And in particular, I love the idea of anti-aging because, not because I live in Los Angeles, everybody's so vain here. It's more about, you know, it's just about looking your best and feeling your best. And that is from the inside out and the outside in.
You're an international model, actor, fitness trainer, food and health expert, massage therapist, and an energy worker. That is quite a mouthful to get out in one sentence. Which hat actually brings you the most satisfaction, Jay? What do you enjoy doing the most?
You've done your homework.
Just a little bit.
You know, I enjoy all aspects of it, but to be honest, I really enjoy working one-on-one with my clients and primarily, you know, seeing people feel better and find new passion in their life. It's just so exciting when I can see transformation in people.
Through which of your roles do you think fits the perfect opportunity for those currently feeling isolated, break free, or start to make a change? Which one do you think sort of fits the bill the best?
Well, that's a great question. Well, everybody I speak with, I really, really emphasize this whole idea of working on the inside first, and that would be sort of the emotional, spiritual component. So I'm not talking religion. Unless somebody's religious, then they can, you know, go through that avenue. But really just taking time each day to connect spiritually, to figure out, you know, okay, what is going on in my life? What is not working? And how can I sort of change the cycle? Mm. Because as I'm sure you know, we often do the same things over and over and we fall into the same trap.
Yes, we do. More right? times than one. Yeah, I'm the worst person for that. I tend to sort of fall into that routine. I actually don't mind a bit of routine in my life, but you were right on the money there.
Well, routine's great as long as it's, you know, helping us to move forward or to get healthier. But those times when we, you know, fall into that trap of feeling stuck or victimized or, you know, whatever it is, those are the things that I teach people to focus on and really, really just be conscious. And the first step is just literally recognizing that we're blocked and yeah. then, you know, helping people to move through that. So I would say it starts on the inside.
Okay. So the new book, Live, Look, Feel, what actually motivated you to release the book, Jay? Tell us a little bit about it. What was the biggest motivator?
Well, I would say there's sort of two motivations. One of my best friends, Melissa, as I started to think about writing a book, said, you know what? Just imagine you have 1 year left on this earth. What is it that you want to leave people with? And that was a really amazing motivation.
Hey, that's actually not a bad idea.
Isn't that great?
I think you could actually make a movie out of that one.
I'm serious. If we all live our life that way and figure out, okay, what's my message? What do I want to do to help people? Mm. And then it gives you new motivation to do that. So that was the biggest thing. And I sort of put everything into the book that I thought could help inspire and transform people. And secondly, you know, I'm so passionate about reading, in particular, self-help and personal growth books over yeah. the years. I really wanted to create something that took care of, like I said, the body and mind and the spirit, and so it was a real well-rounded approach.
You'd like to inspire and transform people and also declutter someone's world. How do you declutter someone's world, Jay? Is it through their personal style?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I can kind of hear a Taylor Swift song going in the background.
It's a lot of work, let me tell you. You know, clutter in general, whether it's clutter of our mind or clutter in our closets, is some form of block. And so what I do is really get in there with people that I'm working with. Like, I had one client who just was holding on to boxes and boxes of, like, personal care products. Mm. You know, those little ones that you collect from hotels.
Yeah,
he had everything.
I do. I know people that way who are like that.
Yeah, and it was just his sort of need to control and to feel, you know, like he's being provided for. So as we worked through some of those fears, he was able to let go of all the clutter. I see it largely when people are in a negative emotional space is when their homes will get messy and they'll start, you know, building up clutter. It's definitely making up for something that's missing emotionally or spiritually.
And you make a point as well where one of your aspirations is to help people find happiness, health, a little bit of work-life balance, inspire them and bring vibrancy into what they do. And also fewer wrinkles. Do you want to elaborate on the fewer wrinkles? Because we probably could all do with a little bit of that down the track.
Well, I started using eye cream at like 12 years old. Mm. So, I don't know. I had this, I know, right? Gay kid using eye cream at 12. Go figure, right? Can't imagine. The signs were on the wall. But I've been so passionate about products and about experimenting on my own body and my skin and learning about all the latest techniques. It's just something that I'm super excited about. So I have a lot of contacts that I have, like doctors in the area and dermatologists who are doing the latest procedures. So when clients come to me, you know, and they want to actually look younger and take care of some of their wrinkles, I send them to experts in the area. And I also make recommendations of, you know, the latest, the best skincare products and the foods that are going to help to give them healthier skin too.
Yeah. This is your forte, Jay. Do you have custom plans that you put together specifically for people?
It's really custom because each client is looking something different. You know, a lot of my clients will come to me complaining that they're feeling overweight and they lack energy, that those are two big ones. Mm. So, you know, in that case, I'm going to tackle their fitness and their diet and certainly take some time, you know, to go food shopping and go over some basic nutrition. So it really does depend on what my clients want. Some of them strictly want to just look younger and take care of their skin. So I have, you know, a custom plan for them. I probably will work less with them and maybe spend more hours on the people who want to transform, you know, all the different areas of their life.
Well, mentioning the food part, Jay, have you got your own set goals with food? Because I've seen lots of photos on your website and online, and you are a very, very good looking specimen. Have you got a set regime? Like, do you sit and say, okay, I'm having nothing but vegetables this week?
Well, you know, I'm not set on one particular diet, so I really work with people, find out what they enjoy. But I mean, for me personally, I'm sort of a paleo diet, but not strictly. And what that means is, you know, just lean protein, a healthy wild caught fish, and a lot of vegetables and fruit, and pretty low on the carb. That's the diet that seems to work, especially for weight loss and keeping people lean.
I'd love to see what your fridge looks like.
Yeah. Well, my fridge, yes. There's nothing white in my house. So that's the first thing I talk to people about. You know, get rid of the white sugar, get rid of white flour, white rice.
Yeah.
You know, try to go low on the dairy products and all organic if possible. I know in Australia, I'm sure organics are pretty readily available at a decent price, right?
Sometimes.
Our show theme this evening is around support for silver rainbows or older LGBTIQs. Have you got any success stories where you've helped them?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I do have a lot of gay and lesbian clients. For the most part, there's kind of a constant message throughout that a lot of us don't feel worthy. You know, I think it's because of bullying and a real pattern there around self-judgment and not fitting in. And so I've definitely done a lot of emotional work with my clients around, you know, developing more self-love and self-acceptance and empowerment, because that is definitely a running theme. So I feel like I've definitely helped a lot of the gay and lesbian clients that I've worked with. And I do that in different ways. I do hypnosis. I also work with something called emotional freedom technique. It's this form of tapping on your acupuncture points.
Okay, because that's also a component. Kind of I've noticed you do massage and Reiki, which is a sort of like is it to detoxify, relax, and calm? Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Too bad you're so far away. I had to work on you.
Ah, very good. Now, I need to ask you, Jay, the Millionaire Matchmaker. To be honest with you, I'm not too sure whether Australia actually have this show on their cable TV. It's definitely not on free-to-air, but it might be on our cable channel, or we might be still getting it. Tell us a little bit about the Millionaire Matchmaker, as I know you featured on that and were paired up with someone specific, went out on a date. Can you give us a bit of a background how that's all traveling?
Yeah, definitely. Millionaire Matchmaker is a dating show on Bravo, and Patty Stanger is the matchmaker. She's been doing it for many, many years, and she matches up primarily millionaires, and now she's focused on matching up celebrities in particular. And so I was on, not as the millionaire.
Yeah.
I went on last, maybe I'll go on with one day as a millionaire, but right now I went on as one of the potential dates for different celebrities. So
I think they need a special show just for fitness and anti-aging fitness coaches, don't you reckon?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? I'm working on it.
So where are you at with that? Yeah, are you still seeing him?
Right. So I finally got picked to go on a date with Peter Mark Jacobson. He was married to Fran Drescher, who was on The Nanny. And so her ex-husband, gay, and he picked me to go on the date, and it was all televised. It was such a great, great time. And we have gone on numerous dates since the show. So
okay.
I guess we'll have to keep you posted on
Keep us posted. Let us know how you're going with all that. Do you think it's future husband material, or you're not quite sure yet? You're still testing the waters to see where you're going.
You know what? He has a lot of qualities that I would look for in a husband. I'm just not sure if the chemistry's there.
Okay.
You know, it's that magical thing called chemistry, which we cannot create, right?
That's right. It happens. Yeah. It clicks. Yeah. You know when it's there.
I hope he's not listening to this.
I think you're pretty safe, mate.
Yeah, probably.
It's been a great chat. Thank you so much, Jay Bradley, for chatting to us. Now, your brand new book, Live, Look, Feel, tell us where we can pick one up from.
Yeah, the book is available on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And I know Amazon ships all over the world. It's also available on my website, as is the Millionaire Matchmaker episode. It's at jbradleylifestyle.com.
You've also got a Facebook page.
Yes, it's facebook.com/jbradleylifestyle.
And also on Twitter.
twitter.com/liveLookFeel.
And you've also got Instagram and YouTube.
That's right, Instagram.com/jbradleylifestyle and youtube.com/liveLookFeel.
Fantastic. So Jay, thank you so much for taking the time for speaking with us on right here, right now on Joy 94.9. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
It was my honor, really. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We'll be back right after this. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.